This podcast is brought to you by the Oxford Club. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching Bill O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
A questionable decision and new video causing grief for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The video shows her inside a hair salon this week in San Francisco. That is apparently against the rules. No indoor visits allowed. She's also seen not wearing a mask.
Maybe she was listening to the president who said masks are weakness, who's always encouraging people to take off masks.
You need help. You need professional help.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times.
We have found a witch, may we burn her?
Who do you know she is a witch?
She looks like one.
As it turns out, it was a setup.
I'm just a patsy.
So I take responsibility for falling for a setup. And that's all I'm going to say on that.
And that's all I had to say about that.
Instead of claiming a setup, it would have been just as easy for the speaker to say, you know what, I messed up.
It's kind of strange coming from you.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
President Trump has actively been trying to kill New York City ever since he's been elected. He can't come back to New York. He can't. He's going to walk down the street in New York. Forget bodyguards. He better have an army if he thinks he's going to walk down the street in New York.
You know something, Princess? You are ugly when you're angry.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
But since then,
Let me talk.
Yeah, please.
The only time the narrative changed is after this administration came in. And people trying to change the rules to this methodology is reckless and dangerous. And the people are playing with fire.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. People are saying, is that James Marzilli, the perv in the Prius, who's voting in New Hampshire? If I called him James Marzello, you know who I was thinking of. But his name is Vincent Marzello, M-A-R-Z-E-L-L-O. You may know him better as Helen Ashley. He's a distinguished New Hampshire Democrat, and he's under arrest this afternoon for allegedly double voting. And we tweeted out his picture, and people are frightened who have opened, who have looked at the picture. Don't let it scare you. We don't know.
You better watch your microaggressions.
We don't know how he's identifying today as he was lugged by the New Hampshire State Police. Anyway. People are also telling me that Durham is teeming with students today. The University of New Hampshire is open. But, you know, it's a long way. It's 2 months till Election Day, and I would bet that they won't be open in 2 months. That's my alma mater. The University of North Carolina tried to open up, and somebody tested positive. It could have been a false positive, but they sent everybody home. And I'm assuming they're keeping the tuition. That's the scam. If this were a pizza shop running this kind of scam, they'd be calling out the Bunko Squad. But since it's higher education, they can somehow get away with it. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Crying out loud, can we get Biden back in the basement and back on the oxygen? My God.
We're looking for another sound cut of him. He says that he was in grade school when Bull Connor, the police commissioner of Birmingham, turned the fire hoses on the black demonstrators. That would be in 1965. He was 21, 22 years old. So was he in the sixth grade when he was 22 years old? Is that what he's saying? We're looking for that cut right now.
I was against Joe Biden before I was against Joe Biden.
Joe Biden was for mandatory masks before he was against mandatory masks. He was against fracking before he was for fracking. He was for gun confiscation before he was against gun confiscation. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering when popes used to proclaim a special dispensation allowing Catholics to forego normally required observances without fear of eternal damnation. Apparently, this power also rests with governors, mayors, and other assorted solons. Next, we'll be able to buy indulgences as well.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I'm so excited they picked Mike Wallace's son to be the first moderator. I'm going to go out on stage and say, stand up, Chuck. Oh, God love you. Let's all stand up for Chuck. I mean it.
Did you see who the third moderator is? It's somebody I never even heard of him, named Scully. And this is from Scully's Wikipedia page. I'm sure it's been deleted by now, but somebody got a save of it. He served as an intern with Senator Joe Biden and in Senator Ted Kennedy's media affairs office. How can you have an intern for Joe Biden being asking the questions? And whoever heard of this guy anyway, by the way, Steve Scully, who the hell is he?
You know, I think if Joe Biden had lived, he would have made a pretty good candidate.
Oh, God. It's just crazy that he was out there. I want to know if he met with Jacob Blake Sr., the father, because you should see his social media. He mentions everything but the protocols of the Elders of Zion. I mean, talk about anti-Semitism running amok.
Is Governor Cuomo slow or something? Trump needs an army to come to New York. He's got the army.
I know, and apparently the NYPD would be volunteering in by the hundreds to defend him if he ever needed that. The people who need an army to defend them in New York City are the voters, the taxpayers, the residents of New York City. And you know what? They're fleeing. I'm just getting text messages today. A guy just texted me, said, I left Brooklyn last night and I'm in Miami, not looking back. Just remember to vote Republican now that you're in the Sunshine State.
Hey, Howie, these fraud against the elderly cases are getting out of control. But in this case, she got exactly what they promised.
You know, that's it. They go after the elderly people. You know, the older you are, the more likely you are to get one of these scam calls. And Nancy Pelosi, I guess by her own account, is saying she was scammed. It was a setup.
What are the chances the San Francisco salon that Nancy Pelosi visited will be the subject of an IRS tax audit?
Oh, tell me about it. As someone who has been the subject of DOR audits, especially in the state of Massachusetts when the Democrats were running it. But you're absolutely right. You know, another unintended consequence, they decided to lift the bans on hair salons in L.A. in Southern California after she was busted. I mean, they did. It's still only open 25% or 50%, but everybody in Southern California is really happy that this happened in San Francisco, because now they can get a haircut or a blow dry.
Howie, when did Pelosi start using the Marion Barry excuse? The bleepity bleep bleep salon set me up.
I listened to that this morning and I said, we don't need to put that on the show, because all it is But that was Marion Barry used the same excuse. The bleep, the rhymes with witch, set me up.
So the Botox queen thinks it's unfair. She was caught in a salon coloring her gray hair. This old broad is such a fraud. She resorted to blaming the salon in her despair.
Not her despair, though. She's just outraged. I mean, this is what Donald Trump Jr. was talking about, liberal privilege. You know, you get busted. you can't even deny the video. You know, you're in a place you shouldn't be, and you're not wearing a mask. After you've been criticizing the President of the United States for not wearing a mask, and what do? Do you humbly apologize and show remorse and contrition? No. You demand an apology from the hair salon operator that you basically shook down to get them to violate the stupid ordinances. And then the mayor of San Francisco blames it on Trump. How predictable was that?
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. I wish I could time travel to the set of a civil action just to see the look on your formerly fat face when I tell you that Ed Markey would end the Kennedy dynasty and that a civil action would end your movie career. It'd be like telling Joe Biden there's no tapioca left. We're going to be bang.
Let's get your facts straight, as Mike Dukakis used to say. Governor Patrick, I was in a movie called Gentleman from Boston after that. I was the talk show host. I was written into it because the plot didn't make any sense. I became what they used to call in Greek mythology, Deus ex machina, the god out of the machine, to explain everything because the plot didn't make any sense.
Hello, Howie. Joe Kennedy calling. I'm not worried about my future at all. Biden wins the presidency, Warren goes into a cabinet post, and my family unlocks the door with the closet I'm in. Thank you.
You know, that would conceivably happen. I mean, you would think that Charlie Parker would like to flee the state, but the fact is they've changed the law so many times about how you fill a Senate vacancy. Under the current law, I guess this is the third variation in the last 15 years, you have to, he can appoint somebody, the governor, to fill the seat, but you have to have an election or a primary election and then another election within 60 or 120 days. So he'd be giving up the governorship to be a senator for 4 or 5 months.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
On the other hand, maybe he thinks that the voters are so stupid that they would elect him for destroying the economy. And he's taken more bows today, by the way. We'll get to him in the final hour of the show today. He's taking bows talking about how great he's done on the economy. It's like he doesn't think anybody can read the unemployment numbers or doesn't drive by their favorite restaurant and see the gone sign, the sold, gone out of business, won't be reopening. He thinks he's doing a great job. He really does. All right, that's it for the Chump Line. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night. Not any hour of the day or night, excuse me. I keep making that mistake. Between 1 and 5 p.m. every weekday, you can leave a message on the Chump Line, 1 and 5 p.m. And the number to call is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, the Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering when popes used to proclaim a special dispensation allowing Catholics to forego normally required observances without fear of eternal damnation. Apparently, this power also rests with governors, mayors, and other assorted solons. Next, we'll be able to buy indulgences as well. And if you want to hear more Chump Line messages that didn't make the air today, we have Chop Chumps. It's a podcast. Get it at 7 o'clock every weeknight, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast.
I was against Joe Biden before I was against Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think I was always against Joe Biden, too. He was always kind of a pathetic figure. As I've said before, he was running in 1972 against a guy named Caleb Boggs. He was the incumbent Republican senator. He was 63 years old, and it was portrayed as he was terribly over the hill. And Joe Biden was the young whippersnapper who was so with it. And now Joe Biden is 15 years older than Caleb Boggs was when he was defeated for being too old. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is The Holly Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Genesis 950, sending warm thoughts to all the cars after Mr. Gooner's passing. Before you replace your carpets due to pet stains, try Genesis 950. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors from the carpet and padding. Order direct at genesis950.com. Put in code word Howie and get free shipping and a free spray bottle with a 1 gallon purchase of Genesis 950. That's a $10 savings. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Was Nancy Pelosi set up?
No.
95% say no.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Mr. Gooner, there's a story in the front page of the Wall Street Journal. You know what another big scam is now, other than setting up old ladies to go to hair salons? They're selling pets, and then they don't deliver the pets because the kennels have all been emptied out because everybody wanted a dog, and they have a picture of a pug. That's one of the biggest scams going. A pug named Dash. And guess what? You order Dash the pug? No Dash the pug. He's gone.
He's Dash dashed.
Yes. But they're running scams too for Cocker Spaniels and King Charles Spaniels that are, you know, bred like Golden Doodles and all that. It's a pretty interesting story, but watch out. Nancy Pelosi's probably ordering a pug right now online. She's very scammable. Let's listen to Joe Biden talk about his career. He was 21, 22 years old when Bull Connor turned the fire hoses on the black protesters. 22 years old. Listen.
But when Bull Connor, I was in grade school, when Bull Connor took those fire hoses and dogs on those black women going to church in their Sunday best and little kids having the skin ripped off them by these high-powered fire hoses.
I was in grade school, he said. Joe Biden, once again, has come unstuck in time. Or maybe he's just seeing things that didn't happen, kind of like Bill Clinton. Remember when I remember them black churches being burned down when I was a boy. Only there weren't any black churches being burned down in Arkansas when he was a boy.
Listen. Boy, after his convention, he really, really made inroads.
He hasn't. Not at all.
No, I'm not serious. I'm being, it should give you a little bit of confidence.
Wow. That drives Grace crazy when he starts whispering like that. I think it scared the crowd, too. It was just really weird. It was like something out of a horror movie, like Freddy Krueger, you know? Let me hear that one again.
Boy, after his convention, he really, really made inroads.
He hasn't. Not at all.
No, I'm not serious. I'm being, it should give you a little bit of confidence.
Thank God for social distancing, because he would be saying that so closely to someone's ear if it were.
He
was in somebody's face?
Boy, and then he was breathing heavily at the same time he was whispering. It was like, it was like somebody calling up in the old days when they used to call, instead of trolling people online, they would call you up and, you know, just start breathing heavily.
While we have time, I did enhance the audio in the flatulence clip so we can get a definitive listen.
Okay.
A black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison. Okay.
Come on. We'll be right back with John Heinerracker from Powerline Blog. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. One of the best blogs out there is Powerline Blog. .com, and it's handled by some guys that were lawyers in Minneapolis. I think some of them may still be. And John Heinerracker is one of them. And I wanted to just check in with him. He wrote a piece the other day about the Democrats seem to be preparing the field like they do with artillery before a battle to get us all ready for massive voter fraud. And I don't know any other way to describe the thing on HBO with the Axios guy or the Bloomberg guy, whoever he was, saying that it was going to appear that Trump is a landslide winner on election night, but by Sunday, Joe Biden will have won when all the votes are counted. John Heinderacker, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. Pretty amazing video.
Hi,
isn't that amazing video?
It's unbelievable. This guy described as a top Democratic data and analytics firm telling Axios, which is a Democratic Party-leaning website,
right,
that on election day it's going to look like President Trump got reelected, maybe in a landslide, but don't give up the ship, right? I think what you said is exactly right, Howie. This is battle space preparation. The Democrats are trying to prepare us for the idea that this election's not going to be over until Joe Biden wins. And it may look like President Trump has won, and he may have most of the votes on election day, but they are going to keep counting and counting and counting, potentially for weeks. This
yeah.
guy says it could be weeks of counting ballots, and sooner or later, if you count long enough, Joe Biden is going to be ahead.
Yeah, there's a famous scene in Key Largo where Johnny Rocco, played by Edward G. Robinson, is talking about the old days back in Chicago, and he talks about how we just kept counting the votes until it turned out right. And we got to play that cut. Actually, we got to find that. We have it somewhere. But that's what they're doing. They're saying that that's what they want to do.
It's clearly what they have in mind. And you probably saw, Howie, there was something in the Washington Post where they've got some people like wargaming out different scenarios for the election. And their conclusion was that the only scenario where we don't have basically civil war breaking out is if Joe Biden wins in a landslide.
Yeah.
Right. On any other scenario, look for civil war.
And they, and they were running. They were including in these stories tweets that Donald Trump was going to send out. I mean, this is like that fake headline in the Boston Globe in 2016: Donald Trump elected, and the economy crashes, and there are all these riots, and you know, new international tension. They're just making stuff up. You know?
And it's basically a threat, Howie. Vote for our guy or your city will burn down. You know, we'll burn it down. You know, that's really, I think, the implicit threat. But a lot of what's going on here, Howie, obviously has to do with this whole push for what I call voting by junk mail. And already I've got emails from people who say, you know, look, the state of Minnesota sent me a ballot. It didn't send me a ballot. Sent a ballot to my house, addressed to a person I've never heard of, who has never lived in this house because I built it. And I don't know why I'm, you know, but if that person wanted to, he could fill out the ballot and send it back. There are countless thousands of ballots just being blindly mailed out. And I think the Democrats' calculation is that Republicans are honest and they won't cheat, but they know that their own voters,
right,
in many cases will cheat. Here in Minnesota, there's a requirement, if you're going to vote by mail or by absentee, that the signature has to be witnessed by a third party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else. Well, they did away with that requirement. They brought a lawsuit, and just for this election, that requirement has been suspended. So there's no check at all. If a ballot comes to your house addressed to God knows who, fill it out, send it in.
In New Hampshire this afternoon, they arrested a Democrat Party campaign ballot inspector. He admitted to James O'Keefe from Project Veritas that he had voted twice in 2016, once as a man and once as a woman.
Yeah, apparently the standards of authentication are not too high. This guy voted under the name of Helen somebody. Apparently
Helen
Ashley. Not raising any questions.
Yeah, we don't know if he was appointed as a ballot inspector under the name of his male name or under his female name. Listen, this is Johnny Rocco talking 75 years ago about how to win an election like the Democrats are planning to win it on November the 3rd.
Get my boys to bring the voters out. And then count the votes over and over again until they added up right and he was elected.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could just imagine this, Howie. I mean, it really is a scary scenario that they're trying to prepare us for. The election is over, but wait, it's not over. You know, days go by, potentially weeks go by. mail-in ballots are being opened and examined and argued over. Does it count? Does it not count? Total fiasco. It could make the hanging chads look like, you know, a normal election.
Yeah. How about this? One of your cohorts of the Powerline blog just mentioned this. People were checking out this guy, Steve Scully, who's going to be one of the debate moderators. And he's from C-SPAN. And it turns out that he was an intern for Senator Joe Biden and then worked in Senator Ted Kennedy's media affairs office. How the hell did he get to be a debate moderator?
I do not understand it, Howie. I assume he disclosed that. I mean, what's the process? I don't know. This kind of thing keeps happening over and over and over again, and I can't understand it.
I know. And I want to bounce another couple of things off. I liked your column saying that you thought Minnesota was in play, and I saw those six mayors from not from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, but further north, who came out for Donald Trump, all Democrat mayors. And I like the quote from one of them. I heard him say, "I haven't seen a real Democrat in 30 years." You know?
Yeah, Howie, that is a great quote. You know, the Democratic Party here in Minnesota is called the Democrat Farmer Labor Party,
right?
DFL. Well, there are no farmers left in that party. There are no laborers left in that party. And the mayors you're talking about are from the Iron Range in northern Minnesota. And these folks have figured out that the Democrats are just trying to shut them down, to put them out of business, end the mining that's already going on, taconite mining, and block any new mining. And that used to be a solidly Democratic, the most solidly Democratic area of the state. Now it's bright red.
That's good. That would be great if they could take that Senate seat too. You know, that woman,
well,
you describe her as a non-entity, Tina Smith.
She's a total zero. I'm not sure I could pick her out of a lineup.
That's what I was going to say. I don't. Most of these senators, I can recognize them because I've seen them on TV or on the internet. But I have no idea what she looks like.
A totally lazy campaigner. And the thing I wrote about on Powerline, Howie, of course, is some poll data came out just, what was it, last night or the night before, that the same outfit, Harper Polling Company, had polled in May and again just a few days ago. In May, Jason Lewis, the Republican, is running against Senator Tina Smith.
Talk show host, right? Former talk show host?
Yeah, former talk show host here and in North Carolina. Great guy, good friend of mine, principled conservative and a good candidate. And he's working greater Minnesota, outstate Minnesota, really hard, which is a smart strategy. You know, run up the score in those red areas of the state. Well, according to this Harper poll, in May they had him down by 11 points. This week they have him down by only 2 points. And so that's the result of hard campaigning. It's also the result of riots, looting, and arson, which I think the Democrats are really paying a price for.
Yeah, you know, you've been pretty blunt about what you think of Joe Biden's mental capacity. And I just want to play a couple of cuts for you from this afternoon in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Let's play the cut where he's talking about Bull Connor, Taylor. Listen to this.
But when Bull Connor, I was in grade school, when Bull Connor took those fire hoses and dogs on those black women going to church in their Sunday best and little kids having the skin ripped off them by these high-powered fire hoses.
That was 1965, John. He was 21, 22 years old. He said he was in grade school.
Yeah, did he mention that Bull Connor was a member of the Democratic National Committee? A true fact that not many people know.
Listen to this, too. Let me play one more. Cut 63. He's talking to a black audience here. Listen to what he says to a black audience, 63.
Because right now we're in a situation where you get out of prison, and I think you all know this, you get a bus ticket and $25.
I mean, what if Donald Trump said something like that, John? You know.
I mean, you know what I think, Howie? I mean, I'm getting more optimistic about this election all the time. And one of the reasons why I think the polls are tightening, and I think eventually Trump will be ahead in the polls and will win the election, you know, people are learning that Joe Biden is suffering from dementia. I mean, this is not a close case. This man is not fit to be president of the United States. And most people who follow politics only casually, which is, you know, 75% of the population, Joe Biden is just kind of a familiar name. Oh, yeah, I've heard of that guy. You know, that's about as deep as it goes. But as more and more people see him in action and hear him talk, the guy is obviously not mentally fit or physically fit to be president. And I think more and more people are having that realization.
Yeah, and one of your colleagues said that, you know, he didn't think Trump could be reelected if there 1,000 people a day continue to be dying from COVID-19. But, you know, the fact is, John, as you pointed out repeatedly, we don't know how many people are really dying. And now it turns out that even Nancy Pelosi, you know, is not taking this thing seriously. You know, I mean, she's criticized the president for not wearing a mask, and then she doesn't wear a mask herself. And she blames the Solano.
Wearing a mask, Howie, in my opinion, is really the least of it. I mean, you're right about that. But the stunning hypocrisy, I mean, Gavin Newsom closes down all these small businesses. They're going broke. A lot of them are never going to reopen. Every hair salon in California is shut down by order of the governor. But Nancy Pelosi calls up and makes an appointment. So she's got the hair salon all to herself. It's closed. No other customers. The owner's going broke. But there's an independent contractor who's got a chair. And that's how Nancy gets in there. And so the owner of the salon is upset because, hey, look, you know, I'm going out of business. I can't feed my kids. And here's Nancy Pelosi just calling, making an appointment to illegally, that's the real point, Howie, illegally have her hair done. And so, you know, she puts out the video from the surveillance camera or whatever inside her salon, and there's Nancy Pelosi, and by the way, not wearing a mask, of course. It's kind of like Dr. Fauci throws out the first ball at a major league, you know, opening game, and the poor guy can't throw the ball more than about 20 feet. Did you see that? He was
worse
than Barack Obama. But of course, he's got a mask on. Okay, he's on the pitcher's mound. There's nobody within, you know, 30 yards of him,
right.
But he's wearing a mask on the pitcher's mound. But then you see him later on in the stands. The stands are empty, right?
Because
they don't have fans. Three people, him, I think his wife, and some other guy, and they're sitting there in adjacent seats, not social distancing, right next to each other, and he's not wearing a mask, chatting away with this buddy of his. So again, you know, the hypocrisy, but it also shows you what they really think. You know, they tell us how necessary these masks are.
It's like the guy from the UK who came up with the predictions that 2 million people were going to die in the U.S., and it's going to be the deadliest thing since, what the last time that he predicted 2 million people were going to die and 138 died. And then he's bringing in his girlfriend to, you know, I mean, it's
the
just,
guy in the UK,
it's just ridiculous. But we're supposed to take it seriously. And a huge percentage of the American people think 30 million Americans are dead. They don't know anybody who died, but they think 30 million people died.
Right. 9% of the population. That was the median answer in a poll that somebody did, and it's the death of common sense. I mean, if 9% of all the people in this country had died of COVID-19, that would be, you know, your neighbors, your family members, your coworkers. I mean, people would be dropping like flies. And apparently, a lot of people have just stopped checking these kinds of wild claims against their own common sense.
Yeah, it's amazing. Powerlineblog.com. It's one of the best sites going. I check it out every day. You guys are the best, John Hinderaker. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Never in the history of real estate have government-issued moratoriums against property owners been so widespread. They're putting moratoriums on paying rent. They're paying moratoriums on evictions. You can't evict somebody even if they just stop paying just to take advantage of the situation. Don't wait for the value of your property to sink any lower, especially if you own commercial real estate. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From rural farms, country clubs, estates, and historic office buildings throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and with no contingencies. There's a big reason why Banker and Tradesman have voted J.J. Manning number one for the last 5 years in a row. They have the buyers and they pay cash. When you sell with a real estate broker, you have to pay commission as a seller. But with an auction, it's the buyer who pays. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Justin at jjmanning.com. That's Justin at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. Don't get caught flat-footed. Do it now. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. 619 says, Howie, what's so new about the Dems playing fast and loose with the votes? You as an expert on the Kennedys, didn't Momo Giancana, the head of the outfit in Chicago, stuff the ballot boxes in Chicago to give JFK Illinois and hence the presidency? Yeah, and LBJ stuffed them in Texas. So they cheat from at least 1960 on. What's new this time around? This time around, they're bragging about it before they do it. They weren't, you know, Momo wasn't going out and holding press conferences and going on TV and talking about what they were going to do. Neither was Mayor Daley, and certainly LBJ wasn't. 844-500-4242. Ted, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ted.
Hi, Howie. Do you really doubt that Joe Biden was still in grammar school when he was 21?
You know, this is what God made fact checkers for, right? This is what we need, that nitwit from CNN and Glenn Kessler from the Washington Post. They got to get to the bottom of this. Was Joe Biden really in grade school at the age of 21 or 22 in 1965? It's a good point, though, Ted.
Hey.
Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. You know how nasty these people are? We had the owner of Jamaica Jeff's on. He was the Belmont restaurant owner. It's a nice little place. He just opened it up last fall. It was doing great. Now it's it was shut down. And so when Charlie Parker was at a bicycle shop in Belmont last week, Jeff Lassiter is his name, went to the bicycle shop and said, "Hey, Governor, can you tell us what's going on with the restaurants? You're killing us. We can't get a call back from your office, the state rep's office, et cetera, et cetera." And Baker got all angry at him, and it was on TV, and we played it, and it was tweeted out. And so this is from the police blotter today in the Belmont newspaper. 9:32 a.m., August 26th. This is the day after. The day after he was on TV. Owner of Jamaica Jeff's reported threats he received on his work and personal Facebook pages. The Karens are on the march. On August 25th, the previous day, he spoke to Governor Charlie Baker at an event in Belmont. Local news stations filmed him speaking to the governor. After the event, he began to receive multiple messages on his Facebook page. One message said, quote, "You will be lucky if we do not protest in front of your business and home." So these people are going to protest that he wants to open things up. They're going to defy social distancing, et cetera, the rules, and go and protest in front of his restaurant. He is concerned about the safety of his employees and family members. He does not feel threatened, but wants the incident documented. That was wise, I think. But this is what they're up against. These people got nothing better to do than sit at home and just take notes. And, you know, and then go out and try to hassle somebody who's already hanging on by the skin of his teeth. You know, he's just trying to keep his business going. And now with colder weather coming, and he's not going to be able to do any of the outside seating in the street after September 27th. What the hell is he going to do? And they're after him. I'm Howie Carr.